Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Friday night once again with the Macedonia Call around the globe, coming to you from Springboro, Ohio. And myself, I'm Joanna Green, my husband here, Evangelist Clint Green, many other callers here on tonight. And our subject tonight is miracles. And how many know that God is truly a miracle God? Hallelujah. And if you'd like to be part of this broadcast and call in, 347-989-8862. Again, that is 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. And we've got some prayer requests on here starting already, and lots to pray about. Judy Jones says, pray for us that they get our meeting for medication set up soon and get this settled. God knows all about it. Sister Bonnie Burke says, remember my family, Sister Joanna, that's lost, and we know time is running out. Also, unspoken request. Lord knows all about it. She says, thank you for your prayers and dedication to the Lord. And Sister Billie Jean Neal, she says, pray for traveling mercies for her and her sister. We are headed to Michigan tomorrow morning. So she also lives here in Ohio and going to Michigan in the morning. So pray about that. And as the request comes in, we will give them out, and also we will be praying over them at the end of the broadcast. Right now we have Rachel. She wants to read her scripture, and here she is getting herself ready.
Then said the Jews, "46 years was this temple, and building, and will do thou?"
What that rare does?
Rear it up in 3 days. But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto him. Unto them. Unto them.
Praise God. We thank God for Rachel. She is our daughter. She's 9 years old. And we homeschool her. And she keeps telling me, Mom, I believe I need glasses. She's a great reader. And she knows how to read. Sometimes she gets stubbed up there. But, you know, she's making an effort for God. And we know God is a miracle worker. And he can touch eyes. He can touch ears. He can touch the lame, make them to walk. And he can cause the blind to see, and we're going to get into all that tonight. But if you'd like, again, to be a part of this, some people listen by Facebook, and that's fine, too. But if you want to call, if there's a miracle that happened in your life and you would like to share it, we've got 2 hours. We've got plenty of time for you to give glory to God. And that's what this broadcast is all about, is glory be to God. Nothing that we've done. We just obey him is all we do. We're just a vessel willing to work for him. But he does the work. Praise the Lord. Again, that phone number is 347-989-8862. And our email address, again, is heisrisen38@aol.com. And we're going to get the panelists to come in and speak to you. And we're going to have 770. That was the first caller tonight. We're going to have him come in and obey God.
Praise the Lord, brother and sister. And this is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Go ahead there, brother, and just obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate the opportunity. I want to pray right before we hear the word. Tonight's message will be a miracle not considered. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, that your word would not return unto you, Lord, but it would have prospered and that was just accomplished. Father, I ask you, Lord, to open every ear to hear what the Spirit would say to the church tonight, Father. That, Lord, it would bring forth on good ground, it would be for 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold increase. Father, I thank you that, Lord, lives will be changed and the miracles will happen this night, this hour, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 6, and starting with verse 34. Our actual title tonight is coming out of verse 52, where it says, for they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. You know, miracles are a great and mighty thing. It's miraculous signs and wonders. In the Greek, it's Simeon. But tonight we need to be careful about, amen, because the scriptures speak about, and I'll speak about it a little bit later on, by speaking here, but Mark chapter 6, starting with verse 34. Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Here they were in the wilderness, here they were in a desert place, and the multitudes came out, amen, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. They had followed after him, amen, and the compassion of God began to move from him. As he looked upon them, he saw them coming, that these were sheep, having no shepherd, having no direction, having no ruler, having no guide. And maybe some of you tonight don't have a shepherd, maybe some of you don't have a pastor, some of you don't have a leader or a guide, amen, that can help you along the way. But there is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, as you've come even in a desert place, even a wilderness place. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, I believe it is, verse 14, it says this, we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. What causes us to go from death into life is because we love those, the brethren, those of the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. He that loveth not his brother abides in death. Tonight we need to know that we need to abide in love. Love is a miracle. Amen. It says, verse 15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby proceed we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. As Sister Rachel was speaking there in the scriptures there, Jesus Christ laid down his life. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and setteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Here on this backside of this desert, in a desolate place, the compassion of God began to rain out, amen, because he had no guide, had no shepherd to lead and guide them. Here they were, and he began to teach them many things. Verse 35 of Mark chapter 6. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. You know, we need to know tonight that our salvation is nearer than we believe. Our time of miracles, amen, is nearer than we believe. The time of the miraculous, the Bible says in Romans, I believe it's Romans chapter 13, verse 10 and 11, I believe it is, says this. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time that is now high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. You know, tonight, amen, the salvation and the miraculous power and the moving power tonight of Jesus Christ is nearer than you believe tonight, church. Amen. At a time, amen, that these people had come into the desert having no provisions, having a time, and the day was far spent. The day was just about over with. The time, amen, had passed, amen, for the time of provision. But I'm glad to know that when you're in a desert place, when you're in a place of desolation, it's just a time, amen, a time of provision, of miracles, amen, for the children of Israel, amen. When they were in the desert place, the Bible says in Psalm 78, verse 19 and 20, and the Bible says, yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Here these multitudes had came out. Thousands of people had came out. And, you know, tonight, thousands of people have come out wanting to know if God can furnish a table in the midst of this wilderness, wanting to know if God can furnish, amen, provision, amen. You need to know tonight in Genesis chapter 22, that, amen, that when the time, amen, when Abraham thought, amen, and took his son, excuse me, Isaac, up into Mount Moriah, beginning to lay down as he's instructed, amen, to be the sacrifice, amen, that at that time, amen, there was a miraculous power, amen, and that miraculous power was a ram caught in the thicket, amen, a time of provision, amen, in the last moment, the last hour, and you need to know today, that there's a time of provision. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will see to our provision, the miraculous power, the working mirror, the cross at Calvary. Amen. When we, how do we pass from death unto life? That we love our brethren. Amen. That we lay down our life. And even as Jesus Christ laid down his life, amen, he passed from death unto life. And as he's passed from death unto life, we also pass from death unto life. As we work the miraculous power of love, love worketh no ill tonight. And even though we're in a place and even another time, and there's many of you underneath the sound of my voice have come out to hear, amen, this one to teach you, this shepherd, this good shepherd who's laid down his life, amen, and performed the miracle. He performed the miracle on Calvary. He performed the miracle, amen, on Golgotha, amen, when he gave his life. And that life was given unto you tonight. And the Bible says in verse 20, behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. This church, this is in the midst of the desert. This is in the midst of a desolate place. There was one rock that provided drink for hundreds of thousands of Hebrews in a wilderness. There was one rock. Have we not drank of that same rock? Amen. And the Bible says the waters gushed out. I'm talking about as he smote the rock, as Moses smote the rock in the book of Numbers. Amen. Water came forth. They had become bitter, amen, because they had come to a place of dryness, amen. But there God spoke to Moses and told him in the midst of this runner to smite the rock. Hallelujah. When he smote the rock, the Bible says waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he get bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? That was the question up to some. If wanted to know, if there can be a provision in a desert place, in a desert place, going back to Mark chapter 6, his disciples said, send them away, that they may go into a country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. You know, amen, so many times when we don't think that we have provision, so many times when the time is far spent, this day is far spent today, but we're not going to send you away tonight. The speakers tonight and those in the Macedonian call, they're not going to send you away, but they're going to give you something just like Jesus did. When you come tonight, you come to receive something from Jesus Christ. Every one of you listening tonight came to receive a miracle. But you need to know at this time, amen, that many didn't consider the miracles of the loaves because they had a hardened heart. Amen. And tonight we need to open our hearts to the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ and be not deceived. Amen. Because the Bible speaks of, we don't need to be enamored with miracles within itself, because only with the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that they would be deceived in the book of Revelation. Three times it talks about spirits of devils working miracles. It talks about the false prophet working miracles. It talks about this. But tonight we're talking about the miracles of the one and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says there in verse 37, for they had nothing to eat, in verse 36. So tonight when you have nothing to eat, when you have nothing for your provision, amen, when you've gone as far as you can go, we have the word of God tonight. The Bible says in verse 37, he answered and said to them, give ye them to eat. And they say to them, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. Amen. And tonight, church, what do you have? How much bread of life do you have? How many loaves of life tonight do you have with you? You know, every one of these speakers tonight and every one of these ministers tonight, amen, have the loaves of life, have the bread of life, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. He said, go and see what you have. Church tonight, we need to go and see what we have of life. And the Bible says, when they had new, when they had a knowledge, they said unto him, we have 5 and 2 fishes. So they had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They had some meat, amen, amen. And the Bible said, and he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. In other words, they were all sitting at the feet of Jesus. And tonight, church, you might not literally be sitting, but tonight you are sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving his word, receiving the bread of life. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves. Amen. Tonight you need to know, once God blesses, amen, you might as well get ready for a miracle. Once God begins to break the bread of life, we know in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it talks about, we're not going to go there, verse 23 through 30, you can read it a little bit later on in your Bible study, your private time, but it talks about the communion of God, it talks about eating with God, it talks about breaking bread with God, it talks about drinking the life's blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to know tonight, and gave them to his disciples and set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among them all. So here he had meat and bread. The Bible says when he went unto the woman at the well, Samaria, in John chapter 4, they had come and went and got, made provision for meat. But the Bible says there, amen, in John chapter 4, hallelujah, verse 31, it says, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. They wanted him to eat, but he said to them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Verse 33, therefore said the disciples one to another, have any man brought him aught to eat? In other words, they had went for the meat, amen, the disciples, and they come back, and the Lord was already filled. Why was he already filled? He wasn't talking about the meat that perished. He wasn't talking about the meat that the disciples had. But he was talking about a meat that comes from the Heavenly Father. He said, therefore, verse 34, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Hallelujah. That work was to receive this woman, amen, to receive the word of God, to receive her miracle. It was a woman at the well, Samaria, amen, and she had received a miracle. Her lifestyle changed. Her life had changed. She no longer, amen, had to be ashamed, but as she received the word of God, as she received, amen, and as he had done the will of the Father, it changed her life and brought revival there to Samaria. It brought the revival to Sychar. It brought revival, amen. When Jacob's well had come, he had brought a well of living water. He had brought a well that would come from the rock, and that was a miracle, the miracle of revival and the miracle of resurrection power. And there probably some of these other speakers tonight will speak about the different miracles of raising from the dead. But I want to go on back there in Mark chapter 6. Amen. And the Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 48. Hallelujah. John chapter 6, and starting with verse 48. And the Bible says this: I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Here they have come, amen, and earlier on that chapter to get an opportunity. It's John chapter 6, verse 28 through 40. It speaks about the bread of life that those that did eat there, amen, in the desert. Manna was divinely provided every morning. There was a hoar frost, and that is a white frost, and every morning when the frost, amen, receded, amen, that bread came down from heaven in the time of Moses to the children of Israel, and they gathered what was called manna. That means, what is it? Amen. And it came down. But you need to know that even though they ate this bread, it was a divine provision from heaven. They still ate that bread and are dead. But tonight I'm talking about a bread, a miraculous bread, and a miraculous drink tonight that will keep you through the miracle power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, because the Bible says they didn't consider the miracle because of the hardness of the heart. That God has made divine provision for you tonight, church. And everyone that's listening tonight, if you just receive this divine miracle as you are sitting before the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is breaking the bread of life to you tonight, every time this word is spoken unto you, that is that bread of life. He said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which come down from heaven. Hallelujah. That a man may eat thereof and not die. I'm talking about the bread of life. I'm talking about the word of God tonight. That when you eat it, when you take it in tonight, when you receive it in your hearing tonight, you can eat this bread and not die. Now your temple will, your earthly vessel, amen, this is a treasure in an earthly vessel. I'm not saying the physical body may not pass away, but I'm talking about a spiritual man or woman, amen, that will live forever as you sit before the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight it doesn't make any difference. As many of you out there are listening, every one of you can receive life. We've got enough bread tonight, amen, because we have the Word of God. We have the Genesis to Revelation. I've got enough word tonight, and these other ministers and evangelists and pastors and teachers and prophets and apostles have enough better life to feed as many as we will listen. And then we'll not only give you life, we'll not only feed you, but we'll sustain you and give you everlasting life. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen. Hallelujah. There in John chapter 6. Hallelujah. It says this. Hallelujah. Let me get back over here because my chain. In John chapter 6 and verse 48, excuse me, just bear with me for a minute there, my page, you see, okay, John chapter 49 says, verse 49 says, your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which is coming down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Jesus Christ is the living bread tonight, church. Jesus Christ, have you considered the miracle, or have you hardened your heart against the living bread of God? He shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus Christ has gave his flesh on Calvary. Jesus Christ gave his flesh in Golgotha. This is the work, that's a finished work that's already been done. Verse 52, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say to you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about by the realm of the Spirit, not talking about the natural. This is the mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can you drink his blood? Because there's blood in the word of God, and that is a life blood. There's life in the blood of Jesus Christ. Not a literal blood, but it is a blood that will cover you. It's a blood that will cleanse you. It's the blood, it's the life blood of the word of God, which is the drink. If you drink this, amen, because in the natural realm, no man is to drink blood, but it's been forbidden. But there is life blood in the word of God. There is bread of life in this word, as in the flesh of Jesus Christ. Verse 54, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Here is the meat and drink. Here is the thing that will sustain you. The Bible says, labor not for the meat that perish, but that which is for an everlasting life. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. In other words, the word of God lives in you. Tonight, as you receive the word of God, as you receive the word of God, you're receiving the meat, you're receiving the drink, and it's giving you eternal life. As you receive this word, as you hear this word tonight, you can receive salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the miracle. This is the miraculous power. It's giving you life. Not only is it raising you up from death, those of you who can receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior right now. As the living Father hath sent me, and as I live by the Father, he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. How do you take it in? By eating the word of God. How do you eat the word of God? It's this bread is broken as it's coming down, and these scriptures are broken and given to you tonight. Every bread of life is coming, and Jesus Christ, you're sitting before Jesus Christ, and he's breaking the word of God to you. And as you receive it in your hearing and receive it in your heart, you are eating the word of God, and it's given you, and you will live forever. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. The bread is the word of God tonight, church. The bread and the flesh and the meat is all one. It's communion with Jesus Christ. And we find, amen, that they didn't consider the miracles as they begin to walk away. Amen. Hallelujah. And as they finished up, the Bible says, going back to Mark chapter 6, and the Bible says, and when he had taken the five loaves and the two fishes, in verse 41, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaf and gave them to his disciples and set before them, and the two fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. Everyone was filled. Church tonight, will you fill up? Here's tonight, will you fill up with the word of God? Will you fill your life? David said in the word, hide thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Tonight, we have a table spread before us. It's a table in the wilderness. The Bible says in Psalms, I prepare thy table in the presence of thy enemy. Tonight, amen, hallelujah, as you receive this word of God, it is the bread of life, and it will give you eternal life. As he's breaking, amen, no matter what it is, it's the provision, it's the completion, amen. And the Bible says, and they took up the 12 baskets full of the fragments, and that the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Amen. And the Bible says, goes on, amen, that they went and they left right away, and they come and they followed him, amen. And they wondered and they were amazed, amen, in verse 51. But they followed him not because of the miracles. They followed him because their stomach was filled. Church tonight, are you following him because of the miraculous power that he's doing in your life through the word of God, receiving your hearing? That he's given you miraculous power, that all of you that have been bound by death have coming forth, amen, to eternal life. I'm talking about a resurrecting power in the word of God tonight, church. And there's many, amen, to know that the miraculous power that Jesus Christ took five loaves and two fishes and fed more than 5,000 people. But tonight we've taken the bread of life. As many as can hear can receive eternal life tonight. Tonight, will you consider the miracle? The greatest miracle is that he can give you eternal life. The greatest miracle is that you can eat the bread of life and live. The greatest miracle is no matter where you're at, if you're in a desert place, if you're in a solitary place, the Lord Jesus Christ will be right there. If you are in the midst of the desert tonight, the children of Israel came in the desert, one rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Wore over, and the water gushed forth, and overflow the streams. Tonight, will you receive him, and will you consider the greatest miracle of all? It's eternal life, and it's for you and each and every one of you. Whosoever have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to you tonight. Go ahead, brother and sister Green.
Praise God. Amen. And if you had a miracle happen in your life, I want you to call in at 347-989-8862. If the Lord saved you, he gave you a miracle, like Pastor John was telling you. If you need a miracle, we ask that you call in, and we will sure pray for you. We've got the faith, and we know the miracle-working man, and that's Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Again, and the number is 347-989-8862. And I've got something here on my heart. There's a man, I believe it was August the 5th, in West Carrollton, Ohio, that's just a little ways down the street from us, kind of. And he was in Kettering Hospital on August the 5th. He had died for 45 minutes. And his family and him, he gives the glory to God that he is able to be here and to be, tell about it. I've got just a short clip of a news clip that where they were interviewed, him and his family. It doesn't take very long at all. And those of you here in Ohio, you may have heard this already. But it also went on Fox News. And what I'm getting ready to have you listen to, it's very short, and his wife's not speaking here, but when we heard her on Fox News, she gave God all the glory. And even the doctor that was interviewed gave God the glory, said it was nothing but a miracle. And it was a cardiologist that was speaking for this man, and he had spoke to his other colleagues and said this has not happened. They've never heard of this. 45 minutes this man was passed away. So I want you to listen in as I play this for you here. It's just real short. Well, let's see if we can get that here in just a moment. We've got another caller here. The next one was 423. I'm going to work on that and see if I could get that going. And I want 423, and the area code is, that's the area code, but 545. Come in and obey God and tell us who you are and just obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. 423-545. Okay, we'll go down to the next caller. 423-562.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee, and I'd like to say that it's good to be with y'all tonight, and I want to try to bring a message out of the fifth chapter of the Book of Mark, and starting in, I want to read a verse of scripture starting in Acts 2:22. It said, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know." And that's Acts 2:22. And over here in the first verse of the fifth chapter of the book of Mark, it said, "And they came to the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, and who had his dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no man was chained, not with chains. This man was crazy, this man was insane, but I'll tell you what, he come to the master, and brother, when the master begins to, when everybody begins to come to the master, he's ready, bless God, to do a work in the life, and this man dwelled among the tomb, and brother, he was a wild man, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains hands have been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Brother, they put chains on him. They tried to chain him up, and they tried to keep him from wandering about his mind. They couldn't hold him. They evidently they had nothing that was strong enough to hold him. He had a supernatural strength. Listen to me tonight. It don't matter what's going on in your life tonight. When you come to Jesus, Jesus said, that he would in no likewise cast you out. And brother, I want you to know today, this man come to Jesus. He made him out of the tomb. A man with an unclean spirit. Bless God, this man with an unclean spirit. It don't say when he got it. It don't say when the man was bound by the spirit. But bless God, he had an unclean spirit. And the strength he had was supernatural. And that was why he was able to break the fetters. Brother, I want you to know tonight that people, brother, needs a move from God. Brother, and people need to move in their life tonight. There's a lot of people that says that we don't need miracles today. But listen to me. Brother, we do need miracles today. Brother, the Bible said that he said it in the church. Brother, over here, brother, in 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God has said some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracle. Listen to me. God said it into the church. And brother, when God begins to move, and God begins to show forth his hand, his mighty power, brother, by doing a miracle in people's lives, and they will come. Listen to me tonight. Brother, it says here, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover and the feast, a man who believed in his name, when they saw the miracle he did at John 2:23, and I'll tell you tonight, when God begins to work miracles in people's lives, brother, and people begins to know about it, they'll come from miles around because people need miracles in their lives. Brother, you might need one in your life, and you begin to believe God. Brother, you might say, what's the qualification? Brother, the qualification is being a child of God. Brother, when God be, and God might even move for people just such as this man here. This man wasn't a child of God. He was a possessed individual. He had an unclean spirit. But Jesus was getting ready, brother, to give him a miracle. Listen to me today. Bless God. God has got your name. And God, God has got a miracle with your name on it. Brother, if you only look to him and come to him. But this man broke these chains. He put the stunner by him, and the fetters were broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. I think about a wild horse when I think about this. Bless God, this man was strong, and no man could do anything with him. And evidently they had tried, and they had tried, but they had failed to succeed. Still, and always night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stone. This man was miserable because he was an insane man. He was a mad man. He was a wild man. He was miserable. He needed some deliverance. And God had his name. And God was getting ready to do a miracle for this man. Brother, but he was in the tombs crying and cutting himself. Brother, he didn't have anybody that he could sit down and talk to. He didn't have anybody that he could have, brother, to teach him, because nobody could get around him. Oh, but Jesus come, and he really come to Jesus. Oh, listen, he said, immediately I met him out of the tomb, a man with an unclean spirit. There's something about Jesus, that love that comes through. Bless God, it will draw people to him and cause him to come forth. forth to receive from him. I'll tell you tonight, folks, Jesus is waiting for us to come to him. Brother, and it's like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Brother, it's the same with this man. It's the same with you today. If you can just get out and reach out and touch the master tonight, bless God, you can receive tonight. He said to ask and you would receive. Oh, listen to me. When you reach out and you touch the Lord, when your heart goes out, God knows that, and God will see that, and God will begin to move. Brother, when you begin to seek after God, and God will see you seeking after him, and God will hear you when you call on him. Now, this man here, it don't say that he prayed, but this man may well have prayed. Brother, when under his, brother, maybe he may not have been able to out his mouth, but he may have had a desire to call on the name of the Lord. But whatever, brother, Jesus was getting ready to give him the miracle that he needed. But he cried and he cut himself. Brother, the devil, brother, that's just like him. He said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Jesus said, I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Bless God tonight. This was not abundant life for this man here. Brother, the thief was stealing his peace of mind. He was killing this man, and this man had no control over it. Oh, listen to me tonight. Oh, he cut himself. Brother, I remember a time when they jumped up and down on the altar and they cut themselves. And this is not of God. This is of the evil one. This is of the devil. He said that when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. He may not have been able to say a word, but he ran to Jesus when he saw him. Oh, let me tell you tonight, there's one thing the devil can't do. The devil can't steal your thoughts. The devil can't reach your mind. Oh, listen, this man ran to Jesus, and he worshipped him. He saw him afar off. And bless God, when you begin to look, and you begin to see where Jesus is, and you begin to run to that place, bless God, you will be touched by him. Oh, let me tell you, and that reminds me of this, that God is everywhere. He's omnipresent tonight. Oh, but it's in the name of Jesus tonight that we get our miracle. It's in the name of Jesus tonight that we get our healing. It's in the name of Jesus tonight that God moves in it. And oh, I'll tell you what, this man saw Jesus afar off, and he ran and he worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee, thy God, that thou torment me not. That when the enemy began to speak through this man, it was torment, and he thought Jesus was there to torment him. Oh, but let me tell you, Jesus come to give this man a miracle, brother, to cast this devil out of him and to set him free. Bless God, I want you to know, but the enemy that was in him and speaking through him, brother, he began to say, that God, what have I to do with thee? Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God. The devil knows who God is. The devil knows who Jesus is. Brother, the Bible said that the devils believe, and they fear and they tremble. He said, thou Son of God, thou Son of the Most High God. So he knows who God was. Brother, he knows who Jesus was. I adjure thee, or I implore thee by God, that thou torment me not. That devil thought Jesus had come, brother, brother quit drinking, and I couldn't quit drinking. But one day, brother's wife began to seek after God. Brother, and then when I saw God for a while, I come home. I went back to church tonight. One of the first things I remember hearing Brother Green say, brother, was one of the first time, may have been the first time I ever heard him talk. He said, I didn't hear this message in the bars, but I went to the church house to hear this message. And bless God, the first morning I went back to church, I come back to the Lord. I come back and God renewed that covenant with me. And bless God, when he did, he took the drink out of my mouth. He took the taste of it. He took the desire away. And bless God, God is a miracle worker tonight. And God will work in your life tonight. And bless God, will give you this desire for God to move. Oh, I'll tell you what, even last night, I needed to move from God in some things. And I went to bed. And when I woke up this morning, I know that God had moved in them. Brother, God is a miracle worker today. Oh, let me tell you, for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Jesus knows the word, brother, it needs to be spoken. Oh, let me tell you what. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. There was many devils that had entered into that man, but Jesus was going to set him free. Just like he'll set you free tonight. If you desire, the Bible said, to delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37:4. Oh, let me tell you tonight, there was many devils that had entered into this man, but God was moving for him to set him free. And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was near into the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Oh, let me tell you tonight, the devils, if they can't get into a person, they'll take an animal, brother, and they'll go into an animal. And brother, I want you to know today that Jesus was in the process of setting this man free. And I feel like there's people out there today that there's things going on in your life, and you're wondering if it might be, brother, caused by the devil. Brother, anything that's of God will bring you peace of mind. It will bring you joy. But, brother, anything that brings torment, brother, the Bible says fear hath torment. Brother, anything that has torment to it, it's not of God. And, brother, I want you to know today, brother, I feel like there's a lot of people out there that's listening to this broadcast, that there's things going on in your life that you don't understand, and that it's really bothering you, and you're wondering if it's what I'm preaching about tonight. Brother, I want you to know tonight, if that be the case with you, brother, just turn to the Lord and begin to pray and seek after God, and God will answer you. Brother, God will answer your prayers for you tonight. Brother, you may pray for a while, but God will answer you, and he'll help you to understand. Brother, if you're not saved tonight, you need to be saved tonight. Brother, whenever that you're saved, the blood of Jesus Christ covers you, and the enemy cannot cross that bloodline. Oh, let me tell you tonight, and the devil's besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter in. And forthwith, Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and they were choked. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Bless God, I want you to know tonight, that brother, when these devils entered in to this swine, it drove the swine insane, brother, and they went wild. They went crazy and run into the sea, and they were drowned. Brother, I say this must have been an insane spirit, brother, that this man was had in him, brother, but they went into them swine. Brother, I'm not saying that you were insane tonight. I'm saying this man was insane, and when these devils went into him, come out of him, and went into these swine, these swine started doing the same thing that he did, except they went into the sea, and they were destroyed. Brother, I'll tell you, they hadn't been able to kill this man yet, but they was working on it. Let me tell you tonight, all you have to do is begin to seek after God, and God will send somebody to your rescue tonight. Brother, God, he'll send somebody and will pray, get a work with you, and they'll pray with you. They'll lay hands on you, and they'll pray for you, and God will minister to you. Let me tell you tonight, said, and they fled the swine, they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. Brother, I want you to know, when God begins to do miracles in people's lives, when God begins to set people free, and he begins to heal their diseases, and he begins to work the miracles in their lives, people will come and see. Brother, I'll tell you, God, he's a merciful God tonight. He will not let you be destroyed if you'll just begin to call on his name. Brother, if you'll believe on him and call on him, brother, and turn to him with your whole heart and ask Jesus to come into your life and to save your soul and forgive you your sin, brother, and ask him to help you to live for him, God will come in. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will hear, open up, I'll come in and take my abode up with him, or I'll sup with him and him with me. And brother, Jesus is awaiting tonight for you to open the door, if you'll just open that door and let him come in. Let me tell you tonight, brother, he said, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting in clothes and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Brother, I want to throw this in, that a legion is somewhere around 2,000, and this man had about 2,000 spirits in him. But when the master come on the scene, and he gave them leave and told them to come out of this man, they come out of him and went into the herd. There was about 2,000 swine feeding, and brother, the whole herd ran down into the water and was drowned. Brother, I want you to know tonight that if God will do that for this man, God will do it for you. The Bible said that he is no respecter of person tonight, but you've got to come to him just like this man. Run to Jesus, and he worshiped him. He said, here, and when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Let me tell you tonight, when you begin to bow down before Jesus, and bless God, John was talking about sitting at the feet of Jesus. Brother, when you begin to worship him, and you begin just to lift your hands up and begin to give him thanks, begin to give him the honor and the glory that's due him, brother, he'll begin, brother, to work in your life. He'll begin a move in your life. You see, miracles is something that happens, brother, to the believer. I used to wonder why, brother, did these signs follow them that believe? Brother, it's because the Bible, brother, declares that they will. But, brother, we're children of the Most High God. Brother, when Jesus called the 12 and sent them out, he told them to go and heal the sick, to cast out devils, to heal the leper, to raise the dead. And, brother, after he sent them out. He got 70 others, and he sent them out to go into all the cities that he himself would come into, and told them to heal the sick. Brother, I want you to know tonight that where Jesus is, there's health. Where Jesus is, there's miracles. Brother, I want you to know that when somebody comes preaching the gospel, and you believe that in your heart, that's where Jesus is, and you that's tuned in tonight to this radio broadcast, bless God, this is tonight. Jesus is right there where you're at. Brother, the Bible said, don't say he's over here, he's over there, but Jesus is everywhere. And when you hear about him and you listen to his, the preaching of his word, bless God, and the Bible said that it's by the law of faith. For when you begin to believe, that faith is imparted unto you, that faith is imparted that you might receive, from God the thing that you have need of. Oh, let me tell you tonight, God has got a miracle with your name on it, but you've got to reach out by faith and take hold of it. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, folks, that God, he's real tonight, and miracles is real tonight. I don't know, they may have told you where you're at, that miracle is not for today, but the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. Oh, let me tell you tonight, Brother, God has never quit working miracles. God has never stopped, Brother, moving in people's lives. God is alive from evermore to evermore. Brother, you might say, how long is that? There's no beginning and there's no ending. It's just like a big circle. It don't have any ends in it. That's how long evermore eternity is. And that's God was from the beginning, and he'll be there in the ending, and there is no beginning, and there is no ending. But God is from forever to forever. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God thought enough of us that he sent Jesus to live and to die, to suffer and hang between the heavens and the earth, and he was crucified. He was hung on that old tree. He took the stripes for our healing. And brother, I want you to know today that God, bless God, that Jesus, he hung up for about six and a half hours, and he said it, and he said, it is finished, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And Jesus gave up the ghost, and on the third and appointed morning he come up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Oh, let me tell you, he defeated the powers and the principalities tonight. Brother, why can you have a miracle? Why can I have a miracle? Because God, brother, has given us miracles. Brother, here in 1 Corinthians, let me read this again. And God has said some in the church, first apostles, second early prophets, and thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, and then gifts of healing and helps and governments, and diversities of tongue. That was 1 Corinthians 12:28. In 1 Corinthians 12:10, to another the working of miracles. Folks, listen to me tonight. God has given miracles to his people tonight, because God wants his people to prosper and be in help even as your soul prospers. God will bless you, and God will work miracles in your life. And this is verse 16. But let me read this 15 again. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Brother, evidently this man didn't have any clothes on when he was out there running around. But after Jesus set him free, brother, he was sitting in his right mind. He was sitting clothed and in his right mind. my brother, these people didn't know what to think about that. But when God does a miracle in your life, brother, it will cause you, it will make a difference in your life. Brother, and they that saw it told them how it befell him that was possessed with the devil, also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, notice this, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath compassion on thee. Let me tell you today, brother, God wants the glory. It's no great thing. It's a wonderful thing. But, brother, it's as easy for God to do a miracle, brother, as it is anything. All you got to do is speak the word. And, brother, tonight all you got to do is believe God, and God will begin to move in your behalf. Praise God for being on this broadcast tonight. Thank God for this wonderful morning tonight. Thank God for all he's doing. May God bless you. And all you've got to do is begin to call on the name of the Lord and watch God move in Jesus' name. Sister Green, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Brother Eddie, Brother Pastor John is telling you the truth. If you want to be part of this broadcast, you can call in at 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, he is risen38@aol.com. And I was looking up here the man's name from West Carrollton, Ohio, that was dead for 45 minutes on August 5th. His name is Tony Yale, and his wife's name is Melissa Yale. And I'm going to try to play this for you here one more time.
Therapist, you go into the room, Lawrence, and you couldn't believe it. What was it in you, other than just shock, that made you feel like somebody had it wrong?
Well, you know, they were working on 45 minutes, and all the doctors and nurses came into the room. They sent us into a counseling room, and they didn't even have to say anything. You just knew, you know, they're going to pronounce him dead. But it's just something wasn't right. They almost just looked at us and, you know, no emotion almost, you know, everyone in tears. But for some reason, you know, I just thought, you know, he's 37 years old. He's never had a heart problem. You know, he's not dead in that room. So, you know, I go back there. My pastor Paul was, you know, he was there. And we were praying. Praying next to the room. I was in the doorway, and something came in me and got me to point at him, and I said, "Dad, you're not going to die today." And when I said that, you know, I stood there for a few more moments, and I started walking back to the counseling room to you know, comfort my sisters and my mom and anyone else. And I took about three steps, and my pastor Paul, he looked at me and he said, Lawrence, you got my attention. And he said, your dad, he has a heartbeat. So I got to rush to the counseling room and cheer everyone up with that news. So that was awesome.
Holy cow. Melissa, when you hear him, it just gives you tingles. Just lift.
Praise God. And he was on Fox News, him and his wife was giving God all the glory. This man was gone for 45 minutes, and this is nowadays. This is August the 5th of 2013 that this happened. God is still doing miracles. Praise the Lord. And it went all over the news, all over the nation. Praise the Lord on everywhere. And God, to God be all the glory. And you know, that makes me think about how what Brother Eddie was talking about there, how he had in Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of the healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. And skip down, like Brother Eddie said, he done read it to you. Verse 28 says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. 28, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. So it's still there. It's for us today. Praise the Lord. We can speak it. God said to speak those things that are not as though they were. This young man that I just had you listen to went in and told his dad, you're not going to die today. And he just, the Lord give him that. He said something come over him. We don't understand it. We just can't make it operate when we want it to, or we'd go to the hospital and clear out every room. We'd go to the nursing homes and clear out every nursing home. But, you know, God, to God be all the glory. And you know, when he gives us the power to go and to do, we obey God. You know, he will do it. He will perform a miracle. Maybe somebody, maybe a sinner is afar off of watching and looking and seeing. And you know, it takes me back to the boy that was born blind. And they said, who is this that came to you? And he said, I don't know. He said, "One, I know I was blind, but now I see." Praise the Lord. So to God be all the glory is what the scriptures say. And I'm going to come to you right now with this here song. Praise the Lord. This here is Sister Becky Gibson from Ohio. Her and her husband, Pastor in Dayton. And it's called Miracle in the Making.
The crowd was great.
Praise God. So there's a miracle in the making, and he surely will do it. All you got to do is have faith to believe. And like we've always said, you can go to heaven with a sick body, but you cannot go with a sick soul. So the greatest miracle of them all is you receiving Christ, what he did on the cross, and believing that he resurrected on that third day to forgive you of all your sins. And he paid that pardon, he paid that price for you. And if you'll just receive him tonight, right now as we speak, if he's dealing with your heart, and get down on your knees or find you a place to pray, and you ask him to come into your life, he will surely save your soul. Praise God. And this life here is just but a vapor. And I was thinking today how I was thinking we was waiting on my mom to do some important work, paperwork, concerning the death of my stepfather. And I was thinking how fast, how life goes, and how today I'm 47 years old. My birthday was July the 12th, 2013, turned 47, and how fast things went by so quickly. And that's how life is. And this is just a dressing room. This is a place for preparation to get ready of where you're going to spend eternity. Just like Brother Eddie was talking about, it's a circle. There's no end to it. Life, eternity. After this life, there is no end. Praise God. Where are you going to spend your eternity? Are you going to spend it in the hell where flames of fire? And you know what? A lot of people use that word hell as a wrong, as a verb. And let me tell you, they're using it in a wrong content there. It is a noun. It is a place. Hell is a place where one day the devil's going to be bound for 1,000 years. And you know, someday God's going to loosen the devil and he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. But you know what? Hell was not created for me or you. It was for his fallen angels and for the devil is what hell was created for. But people use that in a wrong way. And I tell you, they use it like they're going through something. And they use it as they're going through that place. And let me tell you, if they go in that place or go through that place as a verb, as if they're going through something terrible, there's no escape there. Let me tell you, they wouldn't be able to tell you about it. Because if they go there, there's no escape. They can't get out. So they use it wrong. And if they think that this is something, what they're going through in this life, and if they go down there to that place, literal place called hell, there's no way that they could ever return unless God give them a vision in the night. Sometimes people will talk about how they saw that place and they saw the fire and they felt the burning and how God gave them another chance. When they woke up, they know the dream or the vision was real and God is dealing with that person, that they better get right. And it's real. It is so true. Like Brother Eddie was talking about, the man at the tomb who cut himself. And that is real also, being a nurse in the medical field. We see young people all the time with scars up and down their arms where when I go to take their blood pressure, a lot of young girls, it seems like more girls than it is boys. I'm not really sure about that, but it seems like that has been what I've experienced. And when we do the blood pressure, they try to wear long sleeves and try to hide the scars, and you just know. And sometimes the parents will share it with us, what's going on. And you know, that is of the devil. And God can set you free of that. God don't want you to mark up your body or to scar yourself or to try to hurt yourself to relieve any pain. You give it to Jesus. Give your cares, all your hurts and the sorrows, you give it to him, and he will take care of it. You got to trust in him. He said, cast your burdens on me, for my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. And I may not have said that just right, but he said that he will help us. And he will make a way. When we are tempted above what we can handle, God will make a way of escape for us if we just trust him. And at this time, we're going to have 423-545 come in and obey God.
Praise the Lord, sister. It's good to be able to come back once again just to declare Jesus Christ to be the Savior of the world. And I've got some prayer requests here I'd like to make mention in our street announcement, then I'll try to obey the Lord a little bit.
Amen.
We need everybody to pray for Brother Dennis Snow, a good friend of ours up in Farner Church of God. He's been in the hospital, and I don't exactly know what was wrong with him, but he needs prayer. And pray that God will send us a pastor to Madisonville. And pray for Bob and Clara. They're still desiring everybody's prayers.
No street service.
We're going to have a two-day City Revival Holy Ghost Street Service, September 27th and 28th, 2013. Time will be Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Location between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. Bring your lawn chairs and come out and worship with us. Looking for signs, wonders, and miracles. Expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and healed in these services.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. My voice is trying to go on me already tonight. But anyway, I've got some scriptures here in 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. I'm going to let Betty read them for us there. We're speaking about a miracle. And we're speaking tonight about leprosy. And you know, if God can heal a leprosy by somebody just obeying what God tells them to do, then God is still a miracle worker today. We've got to listen. We've got to be obedient to Him. So 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, and we're going to read verse 1 start out with.
Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper.
Now, praise the Lord. We see there that he was a great man, and he had a disease. He had the leprosy. But, you know, praise God, I will go on down through here just a little bit further, and we'll find out, well, praise God. Just go ahead and read.
And the Syrian had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover from his leprosy." And one went in and told his Lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "I am God, or am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
Now, we can see here that, you know, that he said, Now let him come to me, you know, that we can see that there's a prophet in Israel. And we can go on down through here just a little bit further, and we'll find out some more stuff here. And just going to try to just hit the high lines and just obey God just a few minutes.
So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean.
Amen. Now, you see, Naaman there, he thought that Elijah ought to come out there himself, or Elisha ought to come out there himself and lay hands on him. But instead, Elisha, he sent one of his servants out there just to tell him what to do. You know, and that's the way it is today. God is telling us what to tell you. In other words, how to get your miracle. If you will just listen to the words that Brother Eddie's done brought to you, and Brother John's done brought to you, and Sister Joanne's brought to you, you can receive the miracle that you have need of in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. But, you know, he got disheartened. In other words, he got mad because Elijah didn't come out there himself. Elijah told him to go and to dip 7 times in that river, Jordan. And, you know, praise God, he wasn't wanting to do that. He asked a question. He said, Can I not go over here? And praise God, let her eat some more.
But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage.
You see, he didn't want to hear what the man of God had to tell him. And that's the way people are today. They don't want to hear what the man of God have got to tell him. If he'd have went and dipped in them other places, he would have still been dirty. He'd have still been a leprosy. But praise God, he went finally and obeyed what the man of God told him to do. Then he come up clean. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead and read some more.
And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said unto thee, or said to thee, Wash and be clean.
You see, he told him, he said, Wash and be clean. Now, if he'd have went into the other place and washed, he wouldn't have got clean. But praise God, I believe this is the verse that, praise God, go ahead.
And then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Amen. Praise God.
And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant.
Now praise God. See, the man was willing there after he got his senses, in other words, I guess you might say, together, he was willing to go down there and to be cleansed, go down there and dip and wash down there in the River of Jordan seven times. He could have went down there and washed four or five times or dipped four or five times or maybe six times, and he wouldn't have come up clean. But he had to go and be exact, obedience. He had to go and dip seven times in the river, praise God, to get cleansed. And whenever he did, his skin come up as a little kid. His skin, hallelujah, come up. He wasn't leopard no more. He was cleansed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go and read some more.
Let me see. I'm trying to figure out where I'm at. Verse 16. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take him, to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules burden of earth, for thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon and worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, a man of God, said, behold, my servant hath spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? And he said, all is well. My master hath sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men, the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. And Naaman said, be content, take two talents. And he urged him to bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments, and he laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garment and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from the from his presence a leper as white as snow.
Praise the Lord. I know that's quite a bit of reading, so but I just wanted to get that maybe across tonight. You know, Naaman had the leprosy, and praise God, and Hazai ended up with it. You know that's what about disobedience and being covenant over something, greedy over something that God has given somebody, that will get us into trouble. And we see here that he ended up, even until his death, he had the leprosy that was blown to Naaman. And I praise God, or to his, and or praise God, to Naaman. And you know, that's where a lot of times today, greed will get us. But we need to not have grief. If we've got the Lord in our life and we're a child of the King, praise God, we don't have a grudge in our life. We've got the love and the peace and the joy and the long-suffering and the, praise God, the goodness. That's the only thing that we need in our life. And we don't have to worry about getting them other diseases and all that stuff. I know that that's quite a bit of reading, but I'm going to just back up here and just turn it back to you there, Sister Joanne. Appreciate the opportunity to come on tonight and just to be a witness for the Lord there for just a little bit. So God bless you, and we'll stand back.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. We sure appreciate all of our callers and appreciate all the word there preached, and everybody's done a fine job as always. And I was thinking how this is the 30th episode of the Macedonian Call around the globe, and how you all have been right there with us, Brother Pastor John and Brother Eddie and Sister Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood. And I was thinking how plain that she speaks when she reads, that's a gift from God, because I know Sister Betty, you're from Oregon and you live in Tennessee, and how plain your speech is. I think you're a blessing, and everybody on here is a blessing. Don't want to leave nobody out, and thank God for every one of you. Thank God that God has made a way. This is a miracle right here within itself, that we can reach into the world through Jesus Christ. Him be the glory. That somebody hear his word preached or read or sung or testimonies or whatever it is, that we do our part, that God is going to reach somebody and send his spirit to them to deal with them, to give them deliverance, to give them a miracle, to save their soul or uplift them if they're discouraged. And I thank God every time for this opportunity. I'll say it forever and ever and ever. I thank God for this opportunity. And just appreciate every one of y'all. Y'all are a great encouragement to us. And we love you all. Again, Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood, they have a revival coming up September next month, the 27th and 28th. Starts nightly at 7 o'clock p.m. in Madisonville on Main Street, I believe it is. Is that right, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I know Sister Betty's already read it, but I just want to encourage you to go out and listen to them. If you can get there, it's going to be worth it all. I tell you, it's going to be amazing. If you're in North Carolina, South Carolina, if you're in the states that border there, Tennessee, and you don't have nothing to do on September 27th and 28th at 7 p.m. nightly, I encourage you to try to be there. Bring your lawn chair, though, Brother Yearwood says. So we thank God for them. And at this time, we're going to come to you with this here song. Praise God.
His wonder-making hand.
Lord, a miracle in me. That's by the Green family. We're not related that we know of, but a miracle, there's a miracle in me is the name of the song. And greater is he that is in me, that is in you if you're saved. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And praise God, through him, through Christ, we can do miracles. We can do wonders, praise the Lord. We can obey God, and things can happen. He'll send you places that you thought you'd never go. Hallelujah. He'll open doors like Brother Eddie was talking about. And all you got to do is walk through them. And he said that he would sup with you and you with him. Praise God. And at this time, I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to turn it over to Evangelist Clint Green. Praise God.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. I'm glad to be saved and on the winning side tonight. I thank the Lord that he saved me and bought me with his own blood, and he translated me into the kingdom of God, and I'm standing tonight by faith and fighting the good fight of faith and holding on. Praise God. And I don't want to let go of that nail-scarred hand. Praise God. He's the maker and the provider, and he's our caretaker, and he watches over us. Praise the Lord. And he's our anchor in the storm. Praise God. And he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But he'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. And I'm so glad tonight that no matter how rough it might get, the Lord is with us and the Lord is on our side. I was thinking about, they was in the boat, and going to the other side of the lake, and the winds became boisterous and began to beat against that boat and began to beat against that ship. But praise God. There was somebody in that boat, praise God, and he got up, and he rebuked the storm, and there was a great calm, and he's never changed. He's still the same. And I'm glad tonight that even though sometimes it looks like that all hope is gone, I thought about, in the book of Acts, and we're speaking about miracles, but God is a miracle worker, and God sent his son into the world to bring miracles forth. I thought about, Paul was going to Rome, I believe it was, and he was on that ship, and the ship finally, I believe it struck ashore and broke in pieces, and he got a hold of a piece of that boat, and he hung on, and he told them men, he said that if they would believe God, that they would not perish, and he believed that God was going to do what the angel of the Lord had stood beside him and told him, that he would lose nobody, but that they'd all make it. And praise God, they made it to shore. And you don't have to be lost tonight because you got a miracle in you. Praise God. If you're saved tonight, the miracle is in your heart. The miracle man, the Spirit of God is in you. And you don't have to go astray. You don't have to be overcome of the devil. You can draw nigh to God and you can fight the battles. And you can win, praise God. And you can stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. Now, I'm talking about the miracle. I'm talking about the miracle worker on the inside of you. The house ain't empty if Jesus is in there. He was inside that boat that day when they got into that water. And the winds beat on that boat and the storm came and their lives were in jeopardy. And they thought that they was going to drown, but they woke up the master, praise God. They woke up that miracle man, and he stepped up on board there, praise God. He was down there in that boat, and he had his head laying on a pillow, and he wasn't worried about the storm, but he was sleeping right on through the storm, praise God. But it wasn't too good for the disciples, and they began to cry out, and they began to think that they was going to perish, and they called on the master, and he arose and rebuked the wind, and he had rebuked the waves, and there was a great calm. And you might be in a storm tonight, but I'll tell you, call on the miracle worker and wake up the master and get him on board, get him moving in your life, and stir up the gifts of God that you have in your life. And that maybe you laid up on a shelf and you ain't been working for God, but I tell you, begin to stir up those gifts and begin to look at what God has given you. You know, Joanna read about the nine gifts of the Spirit there in 1 Corinthians 12, I believe it was. And one of those gifts was miracles, the gifts of miracles. And those gifts was faith, and different gifts was given. And God's still working miracles today, and he's still giving gifts unto men. He led captivity captive, the Bible said, and he gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Praise God. Praise God. I want to read some scripture. I don't know how much time I've got. I've got a little bit of time here. I want to read in Matthew chapter 10. And verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Praise God. Now I want to drop down to the 5th verse. It says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and say, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Praise God. And he sent them forth, and he said to them, he said, go into the not into the way of the Gentiles. See, he sent them forth to the lost sheep of the house of Israel because he came into his own. He wanted them to be saved, and they had gone astray from God, and he had sent John the Baptist, and John the Baptist had went out and preached that men should repent and get their hearts right with God, and that they would see another one coming after him, mightier. That would baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And he had paved the way for Christ to come. And then Christ sent forth the 12 disciples and sent them into each city there in Jerusalem and round about and Judea and all Jerusalem, and sent them out to preach and to heal the sick and to cast out devils and to open the blinded eyes. Praise God. And then in verse 9, it says here, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever, verse 14, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Praise God. I want you to know he sent them out, and he sent them out into whatever city he was going to go himself. And he was sending them forth, I guess, today, a big evangelist maybe today that's got a big name will send out somebody, and they'll send them to a town, and they'll locate a place where that person can come to preach, and they'll set up you know, the meeting and set all the arrangements up and get it ready, because the main man is coming to town. But I want you to know Jesus is the main man today. We preach about him, you know, we tell about him and we talk about him, and it's not all about us, it's all about him. He is the way and the truth, the life. He's the miracle worker. He's the baptizer, praise God, of the Holy Ghost. And he is the answer to problems that you have in your life. If there's anything that you've got going on, I know today there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I believe him. You know, God asked Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? And, you know, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. You know, I believe Brother John was preaching earlier and talked about Abraham took Isaac up on the mountain and was offering him up for a sacrifice, for God had said to offer him up on one of the mountains that I will tell thee of. And he went out there and he took him. And Isaac looked at the wood and he said, here's the wood and here's the fire, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, the Lord will provide a lamb. Praise God. The Lord will provide a sacrifice. Praise God, there is a sacrifice made that will cover your problem today. That's Christ when he was crucified at that cross. You know, Rachel read that scripture, said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. And they said, how can you raise it up? Because this temple was 46 years in making, and you're going to raise it up in 3 days. But Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body, that he was going to come out of that grave one day, that he was going to get up after they had killed him, laid him in the barred tomb, and the miracle man was going to get up, and he got up that third day. He got up, praise God, and showed himself alive unto many. Praise God, and glory to God. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. There's no lack in him. You know, Brother John, I believe it was, talked about how he was the bread of life and how that he fed the multitude with a few fish and loaves. And then they gathered up after they had eaten, I think it was 12 baskets full, and it was 5,000 men, above 5,000 men, I believe, that the Lord had fed that day. And he fed that day those men with that little boy's lunch. And I'll tell you, little as much when God is in it, because a miracle worker, yeah, praise God, whose name is Jesus, is here with us today. He's Emmanuel, which is God with us. Praise God. And the Bible said that he will save his people from their sins. There's anything in your life, if there's sin in your life, I tell you, I know the one that can cleanse you from sin. And I know the one that can raise the dead and heal the sick, and he can open them blinded eyes and unstop the deaf ears. And we may have a few problems down here, but let us not let them problems get us down, brother and sister, because there's somebody on board with you, and his name is Jesus. And the Bible said that God sent forth his Spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. He sent forth the Spirit of his Son, Jesus. And now we're brothers and sisters. We're the family of God. We have an inheritance. Now I tell you, miracles belongs to you. They belong to me. There's no shortage in God. If we need something, God is able. He's able to do abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that power is the Holy Ghost from heaven. And sometimes you feel like you ain't much, but you know you got something on the inside that's a miracle worker. There's something in you. Praise God. It's a miracle in you. Praise God. And I tell you tonight, don't grow weary in well-doing. Keep up the good fight. Stand for Christ. Let the world go by. Love not the world and the things that's in the world, because one day after a while, payday's a-coming. Jesus is coming again. Payday's coming, I tell you. If you're fighting the good fight and standing in the gap and praying one for another, the Bible said that you may be healed, and effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'll tell you, your prayer's not in vain. He said, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened. And praise God, but you know, if you don't knock, it won't be opened. And if you don't seek, you can't find them. And if you don't ask, you won't receive. But if you ask, you'll receive. And you knock, it'll be opened. Praise God. He wants us to pray, and he wants us to tell him what we have need of. Praise God. He said, you have not because you ask not. But healing, you know, is a children's bread. The way I understand it, the Bible said that he's not willing that we be lost. But Brother Eddie said tonight, he wishes above all things, and I think it's in 3 John, that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So God wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health. He wants us to have a good health, you know. I was thinking one place in the Bible there. He said to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. I don't think there's any sick people in heaven. If somebody you know has passed away, you know, maybe a friend or maybe a mom or dad or someone, I'll tell you, they're not sick in heaven. Praise God. They've got everything they need on that side. They might have went hungry on this side, and they might have had rough times down here. They may have suffered with pain and agony in their body and things. But I'll tell you, when they passed over, I'll tell you, when they crossed over Jordan, praise God, and entered that heavenly Canaan land, I'll tell you, there's nothing that they have need of, and all tears will be wiped away, and there'll be no more sorrow and sickness. There'll be no more pain. Praise God. There won't be no graveyards in that land. Praise God. There's going to be a river of life flowing out of that great city of God, and there's going to be the tree of life. Praise God, and it's going to bear 12 manner of fruit for the healing of the nations. And you know what? We're trying to get the nations healed today, praise God, through the Word of God and the leaves of this old Bible, praise God. We turn one leaf after another. It's the tree of life, basically speaking, that we're preaching from. It's the river of life. There's life in the Word of God. This is the only book that you can open at the authors are sitting there right with you and hearing you read it. This book's got life in it. Praise God. It's the Word of God. And he sent his word and he healed them. And I thought how that they went forth preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. And he's never lost a battle. He's never been too late. He's always on time. Even when that man died in the hospital, dead for 45 minutes, you know, God showed up. It wasn't too late. But, you know,
amen.
Sometimes people have to go on to meet the reward. And because the fight of faith is finished, and they finished their course, and they kept the faith, and there's laid up for them a crown of righteousness. Praise God. There's laid up things in heaven that they're going to receive when they get to that other side. We don't have to run after the money of this world and the things of this world like that servant did there that Brother Earwood was preaching about, Naaman's, or not Naaman's servant, but Elisha, I believe it was, his servant, was it Gehazi, I believe was his name, and he ran after the gold and silver and the Babylonian garments. We don't need to run after no Babylonian garments and no silver and gold. And Peter went to that temple one day and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he lifted that man by the hand, lifted him up. And you know, he received a miracle, and I think 3,000 souls, or maybe 5,000 souls were saved that day because of that one miracle. They brought him into the streets and laid him in the streets, and Peter preached them. And he went down through there in the shadow of Peter, passing over them, and miracles happened, and many was healed. And the miracle, praise God, we need to pray. I need to cut it off here. But we need to pray tonight. I'll turn it to Joanna.
Praise God. We need to pray for Sister Vivian Carberry. She just had a major surgery. God knows all about it. She's still in the hospital, and she is a Christian. She's saved, but she needs a healing in her body. So she needs a miracle from God. And all the other requests that we mentioned, and Brother and Sister Yearwood's request, and Pastor John and Brother Eddie, if they've got requests too.
60 seconds.
We've got 1 minute, and we need to pray. And we'll see you all next Friday again at the same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Brother Yearwood's broadcast on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Reaching the World for Christ from BlogTalkRadio.com. Lord,
thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus,
Lord,
God,
we pray for
you, God,
praying,
Lord,
Father, the mercy
of
God,
all these requests. Lord, in Jesus' name, Pastor John, Pastor God, and
Lord,
just send
us
golden hearts of your God for the word of
God.
Thank you,
Lord, God, that you will save them.
Good night, y'all. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you guys.
Amen.
God bless you. Good night.